It's an especially stressful time to be an immigrant, no matter the legal status. Many are scared of being deported under new Trump administration policies, and if not them, perhaps members of their family. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney says his officers do not ask people their immigration status. During Thursday's Charlotte Talks program, Putney discussed specifics of how CMPD interacts with the local immigrant community. Host Mike Collins asked Putney to lay out what immigrants can expect when they interact with officers.
So let's break it down to a very low level here. So there's no lack of understanding because there is this fear running
in the
immigrant community. When you stop somebody for a traffic violation or a broken taillight or something, and you're just pulling the person over to say, hey, you got a broken taillight, you need to get that fixed. You don't ask them what their immigration status is. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's irrelevant.
But an officer can, if they want to, ask them.
Per state law, yes.
Okay. If you break a bar fight or intervene in a domestic dispute, you don't ask them about their immigration status, but an officer could if they wanted to. If they do, do you have to answer truthfully?
That is going to be up to that individual. And I always encourage people to be truthful.
Okay.
Because lying to an officer is indeed a crime.
So if you are asked and you answer truthfully and you are undocumented, what then?
That's the big question. What then? Our role, again, is to fight crime. So if you're not involved in a crime.
But isn't that a crime?
Is what a crime?
Being here undocumented.
It is against federal law, yes. So what would happen if we're, let's just use another example. We're indiscriminately stopping people. And I stop you and ask you for your immigration status. It's a voluntary contact. You don't have to say anything to me. But if you do tell me your immigration status, then as an officer, I determine the next steps. What we tell our people is it's not relevant to us unless you're committing a crime. And if you're a victim of crime, we don't care about your immigration status then. What we care about is solving that crime and bringing the people who've committed that crime to justice. So therein lies our issue, Mike. It is very confusing because people believe that we're here to enforce immigration law.
How confident are you that police officers are really not asking the question?
Because I don't see a lot of evidence that they're locking people up indiscriminately who are, the example was a taillight, and that is not what we're locking people up for. We're locking people up for crimes. If you're breaking into other people's houses, that's a criminal act.
Okay, and when you apprehend somebody who's breaking into a house or somebody who's shot somebody else, whether the person is injured or dies,
absolutely.
Do you then ask what their immigration status is?
As a practice, no. We take you you to the Mecklenburg County Jail, and 287G attaches at that point, and then ICE gets involved to determine whether or not you'll be deported.
287G is something that the Sheriff's Department takes a role in. This is a government program to detain undocumented immigrants, and the Sheriff's Department enforces that. Why do they enforce cooperating with the federal government, and yet CMPD does not?
It's a voluntary program, and our sheriff has determined that, and the sheriff before him determined that that was a program they wanted to be a part of, therefore they opted in.
Among the people who have come into contact with police officers, either because they've been caught in the commission of a crime or apprehended because of a previous crime, are these people bad hombres, or are they just people?
I don't have any data that shows me Mexicans are arrested at a higher rate than any other immigrants that we might have in this jurisdiction. So I'm not arguing the point. All I'm saying is I don't see evidence that would back that up here.
What is the percentage of people who are arrested for committing crimes who are either immigrants or undocumented immigrants?
I don't have that data. You'd have to request that through ICE. We don't track data in that manner.
So in the last couple of weeks, we've heard news reports of a rise in fear in the immigrant community because of the ban, the immigrant and refugee ban, which is currently on a temporary hold at the court level, and also the rise in ICE activity and arrests. How does that affect you when ICE is out there arresting people at the federal level? Because you're all wearing badges.
Sure.
How does that affect you
and
your ability to communicate with these folks?
Again, people who are reasonable are having a conversation and they understand the difference. Again, if you're committing crimes, you're putting yourself at peril. You're putting your ability to live here in peril. And we tell people, if you're a victim of crime, our job is to solve that crime. If you're committing a crime, our job is to bring you to justice. And by bringing you to justice, if 287G attaches, that is where the immigration piece of the puzzle is affected.